11.8. First jobs.
Do you remember the very first job you ever had?
Yes, I certainly do. I wasn't very good at it, actually. It was as a secretary. I was supposed to be a secretary, but I hadn't done very much secretarial training. And I went along, it was a design studio, and in fact I wanted to be a designer, so I used to sit around doing drawings all the time where I should have been typing letters, shorthand and typing. And my boss went away for 3 weeks' holiday, and there was a horrible woman put in charge, and she was very, very nasty and got me into terrible trouble with my boss, who came back and gave me a big lecture, and I ran home in tears, and then I didn't go back, and then several weeks later I had a letter from him saying, please come back because the... Now, what did he call her? Something horrible. Anyway, she's gone, he said.
So you
went
and
would
back?
You like to come back? No, I didn't. Tell me about yours.
Oh, mine. Oh, straight out of school, I worked in a library for 6 months, which was so boring it was untrue. And the only excitement we got out of the day was seeing people come in the door, which was at the far end, and we would all decide between ourselves what sort of book they were going to take out, right? So they'd come up to the desk, and you'd sort of say, oh, she's going to get an Agatha Christie. No, she's into cars. You know, sort of. And then, of course, it would turn out to be something totally different. We used to have a point system. You know, you'd score points according to it. Apart from that, I would never, ever go back to work for a library. But what I do know now is how to find my way around in a library. So if you find yourself in a library you don't know, you can find your way around. That's the only part I enjoyed about it.
Well, the first job I had, and certainly one of the best, was straight after school, and before I went to university, I had some months off.
Yeah.
And I was fixed up with a job in Berlin as a postman.
Oh.
In a quarter of Berlin called Spandau. And it was a lovely job. I find postmen the world over tend to be very friendly sort of people. And
yeah.
There were a group of us Englishmen in there, and the German postmen were wonderful. They sorted all our mail for us and everything and took us round and got drunk with us after the round. It was strange for me because I'm not used to getting up quite that early, but I lived about an hour and a half away, the other side of the city. I had to get up at 5 in order to be there for half past 6, do the round, and I was back in bed by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Was it well paid?
Well, to someone who just left school, it was quite well paid,
yeah.
Yes. It was, and a German postman has to do far more than an English postman. They have to take the old age pensions round and hand them out collect various monies and things, so it's a much more responsible job, and I was amazed that they were giving me all this responsibility, an English school kid basically, and carrying thousands of pounds around with me, accountable for it in theory. But it was great fun.
Well, my first job was about the same time, really. I suppose I was leaving school, but I made a lot of money, but it was an awful job. It was selling encyclopedias door to door in the United States. Mm. And the pressure to sell was incredible. Mm. I mean, you had to go back every night and produce the goods. And I found that I just used to burst into tears. I mean, they would drive you into an area that where you didn't know the streets, you didn't know where you were, and they said, well, we'll pick you up in 4 or 5 hours. And there was no sort of steady wage. You had to sell in order to make any kind of money at all. And at first, I was so timid, I'd ring the doorbell, and I'd expect them to slam the door in my face, and of course they did. And after a while, I thought, the only thing that's going to save me is a sense of humor here. So I would make jokes, I would run through the sprinklers on the lawn. And this seemed to interest them. So I found myself getting asked in, and I would spend the evening talking about everything else other than encyclopedias, and then sort of towards the end I'd say, oh, by the way. And then they'd buy them. It would
lovely.
Be, yeah.
So you made a living out
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, I did. I did. I put myself through college on it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.